Happy New Year to everyone. Your first fresh inspiration of 2019. Instead of making resolutions, let's just make realistic expectations. We always make these resolutions, but instead of doing that this year, we're going to decide to make realistic expectations. What do I mean by that? Yes, there will be some faith desires on your goal list. I'm not saying don't have those aspirations that you want to accomplish that may be a little far-fetched, but they're in position to be accomplished. I'm not saying don't have those, but what I am saying is to make sure that you have realistic expectations, because so many people write down things that are not realistic on their goal list, and then they're frustrated throughout the year as they do a midpoint temperature, and they're especially frustrated by the end of the year when they see that they didn't accomplish those goals. So I'm saying, yes, have those faith aspirations. Yes, if there are things that you want to do to grow your business, tangible things that you can do to grow your business, or attend school, get A's in school, whatever that is, make sure that it's a tangible expectation. But say no to fantasies this year. You know, there are people who actually put winning the Mega Million jackpot on their goal list, and they're actually frustrated when they don't win. That's what I mean by fantasies. The odds of winning the Mega Millions is probably one in about 300 million. So don't put that on your list this year. Instead, put, I want to build wealth. I want to save more money. I want to do less spending in areas where I know my money is just going to waste. When you talk about the goals that you have as far as what you want to accomplish in your personal life, perhaps in your personal vision, in your personal dreams, your personal businesses, or some of the gifts and talents that you want to explore this year, put those in expectations where you know you can reach. Perhaps if it's in your desire to be a psalmist or a rapper, put down that, you know what, this year I want to complete an album. I want to make a mixtape. I want to start maybe a podcast. Things that are tangible so that you can do your mid-year approach to your goals and you won't feel so intimidated by them because they're just fantasies. You know they are things that you can't reach. Instead, you have things that you can look at and say, you know what, I'm getting closer. I'm not there yet, but I'm getting closer. And by the end of the year, even if you don't reach that goal, you knew that you put your greatest foot forward because there were goals that you could actually move towards in reaching. And ultimately, the greatest expectation that we should set this year is to not have the God complex. This year, we're not going to play God's role. Instead, we're putting our year in God's hand. This is Kelly with your fresh inspiration. If you missed this fresh inspiration, you can catch it at weaa.org. Music from Full Gospel, all in his hands.